talk. So hello and good afternoon, everyone. My name is Brooklyn, and today I'll be talking to you about my research that seeks to understand user requirements for web GIS tools during recreational travel. I'll talk about how this research presents opportunities for the FOSS4G community, as well as some of the motivation behind my efforts. We conducted a survey that sought to understand how users interact with maps at various points in three distinct phases, before traveling, during, and afterwards. And the results I'll talk about in a little bit more detail throughout the discussion. And then finally, I'll discuss a few key design elements that we took away after reviewing the survey data. Destination travel is a popular way for millions of people around the world. But how can the design of interactive maps help people plan great travel experiences? Until now, there's been little research conducted to establish what this type of user actually needs in a map-centric application that truly emphasizes the role of space and place. Most current approaches fail to do so and lack the ability to display spatial dimensions of travel beyond just pinning a place to visit or just a simple GPS location update. In addition, most of the available trip planning systems are proprietary in nature, which often seek to monetize user data or generate ads to influence decision making. Furthermore, the development of proprietary systems are often less flexible than open source solutions, which have the added benefit of a large community of developers, tailored application initiatives, and more frequent software rollouts. Our work aims to understand specific design elements that go beyond traditional trip planning. Some of you may be making travel plans while here this week. However, only the most dedicated of people actually put their data into a spreadsheet and upload into an existing GIS platform or share with others. Our survey captured information about how those preparing for recreational travel currently interact with maps of any kind. And our data shows that while maps are used at every stage of travel, integrated web map, data storage, and visualization functionality using existing tools are opaque, distant, or challenging to many users. This presents a potential to provide more utility using FOSS4G development approaches that can help users overcome challenges related to efficiency in curating their own data and accessibility to those with little to no technical experience. The motivation for this research is in large part personal for me as a GIS professional, both from traveling on my own, as well as witnessing those around me plan, experience, and reflect on travel. Whether they realize it or not, their primary needs are often more spatial in nature than they typically give credit. And because of that, they don't truly consider how location, time, and even transportation can impact their ability to plan. There are likely many examples we can all share about witnessing others, including family and friends, facing challenges interacting with current web mapping systems. In some cases, it's often easier to draw it out on a hard copy map, make a spreadsheet, or share a simple list in Google Maps. It's not because they offer greater utility, but generally speaking, these tools are generally more accessible. However, there are drawbacks to each of these approaches that can be addressed by integrating these functions into a FOSS4G designed web mapping application. What might users be missing out on by not using a web map by planning for travel? What does this type of new user actually need? What memories or experiences could users better recall in the future by using a web mapping system? User-focused FOSS4G design can help alleviate common challenges like using multiple applications, calendars, bookmarks, spreadsheets, and a variety of other social media tools typically used to plan recreational travel. Our analysis shows that recreational travelers want and need more interaction with web mapping tools to support their efforts and would likely use more GIS analysis features if they were integrated and presented in the right context. Our research aims to fill the gap in understanding recreational travelers and provide open, freely available design and evaluation feedback, especially for those looking to develop tools that increase the availability of web GIS applications. Persona development and scenario-based design are proven tools to help drive intuitive development and in turn encourage greater user interaction. We realize there are many design elements that we probably didn't capture in this survey, and our survey could also benefit from the use of a larger user base with more diverse respondents. So I encourage you to view the survey that I actually have posted on my website, as well as the data, which is all also freely available for download. While our research doesn't address or evaluate users seeking to book experiences using tools like Airbnb or Expedia that simply show a mapping component to help people book locations, there are potential opportunities to integrate some of these elements, like viewing a calendar of planned experiences or tracking expenses in an integrated web mapping tool. So I'll talk a little bit about the design of the survey that we provided. So our survey was a 25-question survey that captured demographic information about recreational travelers and how often they currently use web mapping tools of any type in support of recreational travel. We also presented questions that provided insight into the types of map-centric tasks that users typically carry out in the three distinct phases I mentioned earlier: before travel, during, and after. We also asked users to rank commonly used functions, like sharing with friends, writing or journaling, modifying or editing their itinerary, or simply noting where they were on a map. We also used Linkert-style usability questions that measured where most were in agreement on questions about utility and the ease of completing those tasks with any current mapping tool of their preference. We also analyzed responses to a short video that showed a series of wireframe mockups we designed. The video showed a static user interface and highlighted how certain tools would work in a live environment. Users were asked to rate the layout of the mockup, whether the functionality presented was useful, and share additional feedback using open-ended text-based questions. The short 2-minute video walkthrough highlighted features, again, like uploading photos, adding friends that can view or edit an itinerary, point creation or modification, and a structured data entry form which captures relevant information. We presented options for displaying different views using user-generated data, like a map view, a calendar view, a spreadsheet, or any combination of these that emphasizes both space and place or one or the other. Based on our survey data, about 68% say they would recommend a web mapping tool with features like the ones represented in the walkthrough to friends, family, or colleagues to help notify them of their travel plans or even just to better travel a trip. We evaluated 52 total responses overall. Eight of those people didn't respond to questions regarding the mock-up walkthrough. However, we counted those questions where we were able. Of the 52 total respondents that we evaluated, 76 were between the ages of 25 and 35. And if we expand that out to 45, that accounts for about 90% total of respondents we evaluated. However, we also evaluated responses from people that identified as 60 years or older. 83% held some form of post-secondary school education, which included an associate's, master's, or PhD or beyond. And finally, we asked about work history, and more than a third identified as working for a state, local, or federal government entity. About 20% identified as working in a science, technology, engineering, arts, or math field, and just slightly less than that indicated that they worked in an academic field. Okay, so I'll talk a little bit more again about some of the survey respondents in the before travel phase. Maps are a key part of gathering spatial awareness prior to travel, as most of us seek to understand and gain insight into the location we'll actually be visiting. Nearly all respondents agree to using maps at this stage. 3/4 indicated they use maps always or most of the time. We also asked about specific map usage. And 36% said they use some type of online mapping tool, like Google or Apple Maps, just to see the layout of a city or a destination they'd be visiting. Because users could select all that applied to this question, the next highest selected option, at about 26%, was using maps to identify places of importance they wanted to see, and then working backwards to see how they could arrive at a lodging location or an anchor within the city. Alternatively, some users said, about 20%, that they do the opposite first and actually identify their lodging first and then identify locations that they'd like to visit based on proximity. The variety of these approaches just goes to show the range of ways that users that respond to the survey actually approach travel preferences and their priorities. We also asked users about utility. And we asked if they agreed that a mapping application that actually helps them plan trips would be useful. And about 96% agreed overall. Next, we asked about the sharing capability. We asked about the utility of this function, noting how this could be helpful when providing updates to friends or family or making changes to their itinerary. And while 77% agreed that this feature would be useful, only 46% said that this was actually easy to do so. And it shows that while utility is needed, not all found that this was easy to do so using current tools. We asked users to rank items of importance prior to travel. And most users, about 50%, said that showing places they plan to or would like to visit on a map as the number one priority, followed by organizing an itinerary and knowing where they would spend the most time. The latter of these is actually a certain type of GIS analysis and shows that users want the ability to explore their data from a spatial temporal context prior to travel to help them make more informed decisions about their travel plans. Switch gears to the during travel phase. While traveling, nearly all survey respondents at about 91% said they use some type of map to support them while traveling. At this stage, we also asked what types of behaviors best describe their use of maps. And most respondents indicated that they primarily use them to help them understand the layout of a city while traveling. At 26%, respondents noted that they used a map to help them understand and gain context about areas nearby that they could visit based on proximity to a known location. This was a 6% increase in response to the same question asked during the pre-travel stage. And it's likely that many users view their lodging or accommodation as a key point of anchor within a city to understand where they can visit that's nearby. At this stage, nearly as many also said they preferred using maps to identify places to visit first, and then booking their accommodation or finding ways to get to a previously booked location. Again, this just shows the variety of travel preferences and priorities collected across all the survey respondents. Despite most respondents indicating they use maps to simply show the layout of a location, the layout of a destination, more than 71% agreed that a mapping system that goes beyond showing their current location would be useful to them. We also asked users again at this stage whether they would like to have the ability to share a map while traveling. And 67% said that they would like to have this ability. However, only 43% said that sharing at this stage was easy for them. Ranking items of importance at this stage for the respondents' number one priority, about 58% of respondents, was noting where they were on a map, followed by modifying or updating their itinerary. The close numbers between some of the items in 3, 4, and 5 illustrate, again, this variety of travel preferences and priorities across the respondents. However, compared with qualitative write-in responses, which I'll talk about in a little bit more detail later, showed comments that said right now that some of these activities were actually difficult for them to accomplish right now, but might consider prioritizing or doing them more often if they were easier to do so.
Can I ask a question? Is the 5 is the highest ranked one?
No, it's the lowest ranked one.
So why is the average lower on the 5?
So because they're weighted, the way that they're rated and the multiplication factors against the ranking, the lower numbers actually represent those that are higher. More of a priority, if that makes sense.
So what is the number on the left?
The number on the left is an average weighted ranking score. So it was taken by multiplying the number of respondents that mentioned that response and then multiplied by the ranking overall. Make sense? Okay. Okay, I can show you some of the data behind the calculations afterwards, if that's helpful. Okay, so generally speaking, users overall want to know where they are, but also a clear picture of where they'll go next. Last, we'll talk about trends after travel has concluded. At this stage, 27 users, or about 50%, said they use maps to reflect on and remember places where they visited or remember where they stayed during a prior trip. Respondents were able to select more than one option for this question, so the values represented here count percentage as a response of all responses provided, which was about 89. 7 people, or about 13% overall, said they didn't use maps at all during this stage. And it's the only stage where people said that they didn't use them in any way. While using maps after travel may not be a traditional approach for many recreational travelers, development of web mapping tools that can meet this need and even help introduce users to its utility to create a cycle of sharing recommendations and using past experiences to plan or guide future travel recommendations. In fact, 61% said that having a mapping system that helps them reflect on past travel experiences would be useful to them. 73% said they'd also like to have the ability to share maps showing places they visited after concluding travel. To do this, users need their own personally generated data to be stored and easily accessible using a variety of search and query parameters, including date and location. At this stage, travelers said their number one priority was uploading photos or notes. In pre-travel and during travel, this task was actually ranked much lower. And our data shows that the time that most people actually spend maintaining or updating their data is after travel, when there's a greater chance of misremembering, forgetting information, or even just running out of time due to other events when you return home. The same is probably also true about the trends we see regarding writing notes or journaling, which on average was ranked much higher at this stage than other phases of travel. Okay, next I'll talk a little bit about some of the key design elements that we receive from the text-based feedback. After analyzing some of the responses to text-based questions in parallel with the survey question results, we found that there were 5 key functional elements that Phosph4G software development tools can address. Users mentioned the need for symbology to avoid clutter and suggested visualizing based on type, status, or even by the person who may have suggested that data point by using different colored icons. They also said that having an integrated system with multiple ways to view their data would help them plan better. One person noted that they would, quote, recommend this application to all, as I have not yet found an application to organize and plan travel itineraries in such a comprehensive fashion. There was also a strong emphasis on sharing web maps, which can also be addressed by current database storage solutions. And finally, users mentioned they would like to be notified when they are nearby points of interest that may have been marked by friends or other people that they're traveling with to aid in the help of discovering new locations of interest. More than 82% of users agree that the functionality presented in the prototype mock-up video was in line with their current needs, which presents opportunities for future Phosph4G software development and user survey evaluation to refine the design even further. In fact, several said that they wanted an interactive prototype to try out for themselves, which is our next step to gather more feedback on development and assess the utility of the functions that we've discussed so far. Which these include a balanced layout with a map being the primary focus within the interface and a point data creation feature that records key travel details. We found that maps were used at all 3 stages, again, before, during, and after travel, to support travel planning. Most often, maps are seen primarily as a planning tool by about 90% of the people that we surveyed. About half mentioned they use some combination of the two, either before and after, before and during, but only 21% said that they use a map at all 3 phases of travel. Because we asked similar questions about some of the activities undertaken during each of these phases within the survey, we compared user responses across a cross-cutting section. Our data shows that most people use online maps at every point of travel, including reflection on past locations they visited against the 4 behaviors that we evaluated. Despite our previous slide that showed only 21% of people currently use maps during all three phases, most use maps more often than they were necessarily aware to gain spatial awareness of a location, identify or remember lodging, or identify or review places of importance to them. The only time in which users responded that they didn't actively use maps was after travel, and this accounted for less than 15%, about 7 out of 52 total. This may be because tools currently used to support recreational travel either don't provide this functionality or they're challenging to use. And while spatial awareness is a priority before and during travel, our data shows potential growth areas in building travel and building software tools that help people use maps to reflect on and recall past travel experiences. So I also want to emphasize the role of sharing a bit more, since the ability to do so was highlighted in the survey responses we received, as well as noted in several of the free text write-ins that we reviewed. Our data shows that the ability to share a map of travel plans was the primary focus for users in the pre-travel phase, as again, people attempted to research and generate ideas for places they would visit. In the during and after phases, people rated this ability roughly the same. However, during these two stages, between 17 and 22% indicated they were on the fence about how easy this was to do, which indicates there may be opportunities for design and development efforts that could better engage this user by submitting additional survey questions to understand some of the challenges or evaluating an interactive prototype. Finally, we looked at the same data in another way by comparing how many people actually wanted this ability versus how easy it was to do so. We found that there's an inverse relationship between the desired utility and the amount of respondents who actually said that this was easy to do. 31% of users said it was challenging to share a map of their travel planning efforts, compared to about 86% who wanted that ability. About 31% also said it was difficult to share maps that display updates, changes to, or status of their itineraries while traveling, while 67% said they wanted that same ability. A little more than a quarter each responded that they were again on the fence about whether this was an easy task to accomplish, suggesting areas for further research. Our data highlights specific development focus areas for the Phosphor-G community to address differences between the tasks that users identified as important to users and the perceived utility of doing those things in existing or current web mapping tools. Okay. So thank you again for sharing your time with me today. I'm happy to answer any questions and also show my website, which actually has the survey results for you to review. So that it gets picked up in the recorder.
So this is an application that is in current
development?
Yes, slowly. My background isn't in development. My background is in GIS analysis and design. So it's one of the things I'm looking to grow. I've been working with a couple other developers to actually build this based on some of the wireframes that I've designed. And the next step is to come up with a prototype that users can actually click around in and provide feedback there.
Okay, thanks.
So that's the goal.
Hi, it was a great presentation.
Does this work?
Yes, of course.
Hello?
I can hear you.
So the population of people you surveyed, were they all in the same city? Or were they like scattered around the country or the world?
They were scattered around the U.S. Mm-hmm. So from a variety of locations, East Coast, center of the country, and West Coast. And I agree. I think that additional survey respondents from a wider variety of users, my goal was to get at least 50 respondents, and so getting 52 met that goal. However, I do think it's also important to continue gaining perspectives from a variety of other different users to design against those requirements.
Okay. And then follow up. I noticed you broke out it earlier by education. You collected that information. Did that impact people's like responses, whether they had like a master's degree or undergrad or no education?
For the purposes of this survey evaluation, I didn't look at any correlation between education or travel preferences, but that is something that we could potentially look into. I primarily collected that just so I had an understanding of the overall demographics of the types of people that were able to respond to the survey in an effort to see where there might be areas where I need to collect additional responses. That's a good question, though.
I have more questions.
Sure, we can talk afterwards. Okay, well, we're right at 12:25. There's 5 more minutes, and then there is lunch over at the National Theater that'll be served for, I believe, the next hour and a half or so. So enjoy the rest.